So, Roddy, beat 1-0 by a daisy cutter from 30 yards?
I did. Now, in fairness, it was the right time to hit a ball like that with a crazy surface. And no fault to Jared. It took a bit of a shank on the way in. The subtotal of their whole night's performance was that and one at the end. A couple of set pieces that we defended really well. So they never troubled us.
So you maybe switched off for a second?
No, it wasn't that. I mean, what happened was we were on the attack. And young Tony and Barry got caught under their feet. And it just broke the wrong side of them. And it happened 17 times tonight. And it just broke the wrong side. It broke that way. And that's the margins. You know, but I just thought it was a very balanced performance, considering, you know, with Barry coming back in, young Tony done well in patches and will get better. You know, Patrick McElhinney would have played in there possibly if he'd been fit. And I thought Tom McCormick Book done really well. So, you know, it's not the ideal result, but at the end of the day, it's progress on the park.
It's always been a big thing in Derry about young locals coming through, and you're promoting that now.
Well, I'm down to do it because of good players. Yeah, I'm not just doing it because I want to appease the crowd. That'd be stupid. I want to win games. But I'll pick the best players I see. And at the moment, that team on the pitch with Rory and Patrick in it, for me, a couple of games on the belt, a couple of wins, a little bit of confidence, will be a very, very good side.
It's supposed to be a hard place to come. It didn't look like that for your team tonight.
Yeah, well, I thought we were very good. We were very good. Well, it was, because we only won 1-0. You know, we didn't. It wasn't as it wasn't an easy result. It was a tough game. We had to work hard. We were fighting till the last minute to try and win the game. And Derry made it very hard for us.
You heard on me for a penalty, do you think?
I thought so, but I'd always, you know, you're asking the manager, were we hard done? Well, I'm always going to say yes.
Cliff, you're beating 1-0 by a shot from 30 yards. And apart from that all night, they didn't offer an awful lot of threat against you in terms of shots on goal or attacks.
Yeah, no, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think the chances were few and far between throughout the game. I think and count two shots that they had, that's including the goal. So, you know, it's disappointing, but I think there's a lot of positives to take out of the game tonight. A lot of the younger boys made their mark tonight, been given their opportunity. Well, when I say given, they went and earned it. They've been working very, very hard in training, got that chance of Sligo, and one or two have gave the manager real food for thought. So, I think a little bit of experience with more games with them, I think you'll see a hell of a player.
You're an outsider, and with the greatest respect, I'm asking you, what do you see? How do you view Derry as an outsider to the club? Because I hear people shouting at Roddy coming off a pitch, and fans are disgruntled. We've only had 12 league games.
Yeah, listen, you know, the fans, it's difficult to speak for them, but from an outsider like you touched on, you know, I've come in, there's a terrific camaraderie amongst the group. There's a great work ethic to do well and improve and impress and win games, you know, and ultimately to give Derry City a team to be proud of. You know, personally,
surely 12 games is too early for people to be, you know.
Yeah, personally, I can't legislate for, you know, fans whether they had a premeditated opinion of Roddy before he come here. You know, that's their own opinion. But, you know, the manager and his staff are endeavouring to work really, really hard behind the scenes. And, you know, fans don't see that, but I'm not going to disregard them. The fans pay their money. It's their team. It's their local team. And like I say, me, as one individual in that cog, we want to give them a team to be proud of. And, you know, admittedly, they're going to be disgruntled at times. But, you know, we've got to roll our sleeves up as players. If I've been around a long time, if I went and showed away every time somebody showed a bit of discontent, then, you know, there'd be something wrong.
The big thing in Derry is always local young players coming through, and Roddy's pushing these guys forward now, and he's saying they're there because they've earned their place, as you've said.
Yeah, totally. And like I say, everybody wants to see the local talent come through. Of course we do. But in any walk of life, that takes time. You've got to nurture them through. You've got to take them in and out of the team when the pressure's on and not on. So, at the end of the day, cream always rises to the top. And if them boys have the quality and they're producing consistently, that's the key word, consistently, week in, week out, well then, Derry will have a team that they're proud of. But it may or may not always be local players. You know, the players that the manager has at his disposal is a good squad. So there's a competition for places. And whoever earns a place on merit, irrespective of where they're from.
You're a bit hard to get booked after 2 minutes.
Yeah, it was a difficult one myself. The ball sort of skipped away from me, and you know, I'm a committed player. I seen the challenge, and I went for it. There was no malice in it. The referee, you know, said it. He said if there was malice, you'd have taken a red. He said it just felt it was a slight little bit of danger, which thankfully I didn't injure the lad because there was no intention.